In the obscure parlor of a low public house, in the filthiest part of Little Saffron Hill, a dark and gloomy den, where flaring gaslight burnt all day in the winter time, and where no ray of sunshine ever shone in the summer. There sat, brooding over a little pewter measure and a small glass, strongly impregnated with the smell of liquor, a man in a velveteen coat, drab shorts, half boots and stockings, who even by that dim light, no experienced agent of police would have hesitated to recognize as Mr. William Sykes. At his feet sat a white-coated, red-eyed dog who occupied himself alternately in winking at his master with both eyes at the same time and in licking a large, fresh cut on one side of his mouth, which appeared to be the result of some recent conflict.
"Keep quiet, you varmint! Keep quiet!" said Mr. Sykes, suddenly breaking the silence.
Whether his meditations were so intense as to be disturbed by the dog's winking, or whether his feelings were so wrought upon by his reflections that they required all the relief derivable from kicking an unoffending animal to allay them, is matter for argument and consideration. Whatever the cause, the effect was a kick and a curse bestowed upon the dog simultaneously. Dogs are not generally apt to revenge injuries inflicted upon them by their masters, but Mr. Sykes' dog, having faults of temper in common with his owner and laboring, perhaps, at this moment, under a powerful sense of injury, made no more ado but at once fixed his teeth in one of the half-boots. Having given it a hearty shake, he retired growling under a form, just escaping the pewter measure which Mr. Sykes leveled at his head.
"You would you?" said Sykes, seizing the poker in one hand and deliberately opening with the other a large clasp knife, which he drew from his pocket. "Come here, you born devil! Come here, do you hear?"
The dog, no doubt, heard, because Mr. Sykes spoke in the very harshest key of a very harsh voice. But, appearing to entertain some unaccountable objection to having his throat cut, he remained where he was and growled more fiercely than before, at the same time grasping the end of the poker between his teeth and biting at it like a wild beast.